Chapter 4. May came in windy and wet, and stayed so. It seemed long years to Demelza since they had one of those idyllic Mays of brilliant sunshine and gentle breezes, when the whole peninsula had swum out into the calm blue sea of summer, when the flowers had bloomed unharassed, and the warmth of the day had been on your back wherever you went. Last year had been the same as this, rain and wind almost all the time, with a break in the middle of dull, quiet, cool weather. The time she had gone to Wherry House, to the ball. A vile memory, she could not bear to think of it. The May before, there had been a party at the Trevornances, at which everyone had expected Unwin to announce his engagement to Caroline Penvenon, and he had not done so. All the time then, the weather had been grey and cold. The year before that, Ross and Francis had taken the decision to reopen Wheel Grace, and Ross had met George Warleggan at the Red Lion Hotel, and they had had words, and Ross had thrown George over the banisters. And she had been carrying Jeremy. She remembered the endless blustering winds. Now she was pregnant again, though so far she had no difficulty in keeping the fact secret from everyone but Ross. And now they were passing rich, and could afford as much coal on the fires as they pleased. And the old gaunt library, where she had first learned to play a few notes on the spinet, was going to be repaired. And her younger brother Drake was to work on it, being a handyman with his plane and saw. And Sam was down the mine, not as a tributer, but as a tut worker. That was to say he broke the ground at so much a fathom. He stood neither to gain nor lose by the quality of the ground he spent. It was not so profitable as tributing, but neither was it so much a gamble. And it was a livelihood, steady work for steady pay. One could feel one's body and have time to consider one's soul. Sam and Drake, offered a room in old Aunt Betsy Triggs's, had asked instead if they might repair and occupy Wreath Cottage just over the hill. The little cob-walled cottage Mark Daniel had built with his own hands for his pretty young wife, before he killed her with the same hands a few months later. The roof had long since fallen in, and much of the rest, built in such haste, had not stood the test of wind and weather.